really need to decide whether they're going to pay their property taxes all at once or if they want to take advantage of a split payment.
Well, that's true. And, you know, once again, we offer split payments here in Brazos County, which is pretty rare. Not very many places do offer it. And it just gives you one more financial tool. You can decide whether you're going to gather up all the money and pay it at one time before the end of January, or if you so desire, you can pay an equal half before the end of this month, and then the second half is due at any time on or before June 30th. So just a little bit of an option to help people, you know, maybe work their finances a little bit better.
In fact, you could pay that first half before this week's deadline and then just work your way between the first of the year and June 30th to take care of the rest. You don't necessarily have to pay all the second half all at once.
Oh, no, you do.
Oh, you do?
You do have to. Yes.
Oh, really?
The way the statute is written, it is two equal payments. So it's, you know, otherwise it would basically be partial payments. And the goal there is to get that first initial influx of money to the taxing jurisdictions, you know, so they can start working through, you know, their budget process. And it's, like I say, you're paying a little bit of a something to get that extended deadline of not having to pay, because otherwise we wouldn't really know whether they were going to make that second half or not.
I guess there is a cash flow issue.
Yeah, I think that was the original thought process when taxing jurisdictions in this area decided to go ahead and adopt this split payment because, you know, taxing jurisdictions are like everybody else. They have budgets, they have cash flow issues, they have bond payments they have to make, and they're due at interesting times. So they try and schedule these things, and they look at their money flow. And so one of the things I've noted is that a lot of the local jurisdictions do take advantage of the fact that they do get an influx of money a little bit earlier from those people who want to do the split payment.
Remind me what percentage of property owners, and if you even know what percentage of revenue comes in for, through split payment.
Well, what we look at is roughly about, I believe, 16,000, somewhere in the neighborhood of 16,000 property tax payers took advantage of the split payment this last year. And that was actually down from previous years. We have had as much as one-third, which is close to 30,000 accounts taking advantage of the split payment in the past. I don't know if that's the economy or if people just really aren't that familiar with it. As more folks from outside of Brazos County move into Brazos County because it's a little bit rare, they're not used to taking advantage. Also, a lot of people are taking advantage of escrow accounts these days, and so, of course, the split payment is not something that your mortgage company is going to look at. They're going to make that payment all at one time at the end of the year.
So the general tips for those who are in the position to do a split payment?
Well, the most important thing is that if you're going to do it and you're going to do it in person, please give yourself plenty of time. Don't expect to drive up to the tax office at 4:45 and find a parking place anywhere near and not expect to stand in line. We do expect fairly heavy business. It has been very heavy today and actually for the past week or so, people coming in and taking advantage of going ahead and making that first half payment. If they're going to mail it, let me urge them to mail it not on the last day but the day before. Trust me, we will not get it the next day and we will not post it that day. They will still have a little bit of float time on their money working with the mail service, but you want to make sure that the U.S. Postal Service postmark is on or before the 30th, because if the postmark doesn't make it on the envelope until the 1st of December, it doesn't qualify as a split payment. It'll be posted as a partial payment, and they'll have to have the balance in by the end of January.
And you can also drop it off then during non-regular business hours outside the tax office?
We do encourage people to take advantage of our drop box. It's along William J. Bryan. It's located between the voter registration door and the property tax door. And if they'll just put their information on the check as to what property account they're paying, or if they'll put their payment stub in with it, that's great. Put it in an envelope, please. It's hard to match those things up in the box when they just kind of drop them in. But if they'll drop that in, we mark it the day we receive it, and we will work it as we have time. And It's a great tool for people who just can't get here between 8 and 5. And I understand the desire to drop it off, and we will mail a receipt. So they will have proof that their payment was processed. And that's a great tool. If people want to pay online, they can go to our website, which is www.brazistax.org. And from there, they can click a link from their property account and use their credit card or their debit card and submit a payment. There's a small fee for that. It's about 2.3% of what you're paying. Or they can use that same website and do an e-check, which will draft it directly from their account. And they can do that, you know, at 10 or 11 o'clock on the deadline, and they will get credit for having paid it, the tax, at the time they initiate the payment. So if they use our website, it's a little bit better deal. If they use their bank account, they're going to have to give it about 5 days float because their bank is going to write a check and put it in the mail, and it's the postmark that decides the payment date.
Have I missed anything else?
Just urge people to allow time and be patient. And please, please provide documentation. Bring the information on the accounts they want to pay, because that's just courtesy for the folks standing in line and for the clerks, because we can't memorize what everyone owns. And you do need to, you know what accounts you're trying to pay when you get to the window. And that enables us to take care of you and everyone else much quicker. There was one other thing that I didn't really stress, but you know, if you mention something, if people can't make that split payment and they're not sure they can save enough money to make that one big payment, they should make payments against the taxes, because penalty and interest for late payment is calculated on the balance due, not on the whole amount. So anything they can pay against that tax is beneficial. I usually hit that a little harder in January. But, you know, if somebody doesn't think they can save up all the money, they should pay what they can, and we take partial payments. Anything to keep, I mean, you know, 7% on $1,000 is a lot more than 7% on $300. I have had people that save, they're saving and saving and saving, and they keep saving past the end of January. And I'm like, no, give me what you've got. And that knocks down the base. The penalty and interest is calculated on the base. And every time you pay, a little bit goes towards penalty and interest after that point, but a big chunk of it goes towards the base tax. So the goal is to pay less in penalty and interest. If people have questions, they should call. We will do everything we can to help them stretch their money.